Gospodine visoki komesare, ekscelencije,
Mr. High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to speak today on behalf of Montenegro. I am convinced that this is an opportunity for me to present the challenges caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and which Montenegro is successfully facing. Being aware of the fact that migrants, refugees, displaced persons and stateless persons represent a category at risk in the COVID-19 pandemic, Montenegro has been devoted to the highest principles of international protection and support to these persons to the greatest extent in that context, thus showing responsibility through a coordinated and coherent response to the pandemic. Through its efforts so far, with the fulfillment of the highest level of humaneness and responsibility, Montenegro has achieved the result where there has not been a single person from this category who was infected by the coronavirus. Since within the Ministry of the Interior, the main functions of the asylum system have been centralized and three sections have been established that are competent for the procedures, reception, integration and reintegration, when the first cases of COVID-19 infections appeared in the countries of the region, the Ministry of the Interior held a meeting with the representatives of the Institute for Public Health in order to timely undertake all activities in order to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 infection among this population. The instructions, apart from the general guidance on enhanced hygiene, included concrete instructions on the necessity of enhanced medical supervision and the use of means of protection. In compliance with the instructions, measures are carried out in relation to disinfection of courtyards and facilities where foreigners seeking international protection are staying. Apart from the distribution of information materials, flyers and posters in six languages that contain image and text information on the protection and acting measures in the case of possible symptoms of the infection, measures of general hygiene have been enhanced and all foreigners have been provided with additional hygienic packages, and with the support of UNHCR, two doctors have also been hired and are working at the clinic of the reception center, which provides to these persons a level of health protection equal to that of the residents. In addition, assistance has been provided to all foreigners with granted international protection, regardless of the fact whether they are in the process of integration into Montenegrin society or whether their right to assistance in integration has ceased, and in that sense, the government of Montenegro has provided for all Montenegrin citizens of a particular status, both for Montenegrin citizens and foreigners, the right to a monetary compensation, an extraordinary monetary compensation, continued monitoring of the enjoyment of rights from the area of health and social care and labor relations, as well as co-subsidies for spent electricity, water and utility services. The Ministry of the Interior has undertaken all necessary activities in the implementation of all the measures aimed at the complete protection and preventive acting for all persons from the system of international protection. It is my pleasure to be able to say that Montenegro has managed to equip the competent services to respond to the COVID-19 challenges and to adapt the reception centres to this challenge through improvement of the sanitary infrastructure, promotion of information on the risks and on prevention measures regarding COVID-19, and provision of all levels of healthcare, since the protection of the rights and health of all persons will, in fact, contribute to the control of the spread of the virus. I would like to underline the commitment of Montenegro in responding to crises such as this one caused by the COVID-19 virus and the additional efforts in the implementation of the commitments made during the Global Refugee Forum. In that sense, activities have been undertaken on the development of the project Electronic Connecting, which aims to create a single electronic system in the field of international protection through application solutions that will enable fast and efficient data exchange, activities to increase accommodation capacity for reception of foreigners seeking international protection through the establishment of a container settlement, as well as support for full socio-economic integration of persons with granted international protection. In addition, Montenegro supports regional efforts to strengthen the asylum system, and it has expressed readiness to cooperate with relevant actors through the organization of a conference that will certainly take place, but due to the situation with COVID-19, it had to be postponed. In addition, I'm honored to express, on behalf of Montenegro, my gratitude to the High Commissioner and UNHCR for supporting Montenegro through the strengthening of the existing systems and services in a manner that allows for rapid adaptation to the adopted measures in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Finally, I would like to assure you of the readiness of Montenegro to implement the convention relating to the status of refugees in the best possible manner, through which it will continue to further promote the values upon which our society is founded, all with the aim of improving the position of these persons and ensuring equal rights and equal opportunities for each member of our society. Thank you.
I thank